Ms. Norton?
Yes.
Five ayes.
Thank you. All right, item B, presentations to the Board of Education, the superintendent's report. Mr. Carranza.
Thank you, President Norton, and good evening, everyone. I have a few thoughts I'd like to share with everyone here in attendance and the listening public. Last week, we were very honored to welcome our students back to the classrooms for learning for the 2013-2014 school year. I'm very happy to report that students came back eager to learn with smiles on their faces, and you could absolutely feel the excitement in the air of all the schools within the schools that I went to visit on that day. I did have the pleasure of visiting some of our sites, specific sites, on opening day, and I could have not been more pleased with the teaching and learning that was happening even on the very first day. I joined the community circle with children and their parents at Groton Elementary School. And at Groton, I saw so many signs of a thriving school community that encourages students to explore, including a garden that students can walk through to see how the water system works, an interactive computer lab room with an ecology theme, computers inside tents, and a canoe inside a classroom. I also had the opportunity to be at Denman Middle School, where I saw students in math classes using iPads to supplement their learning. And the iPads in their hands, they were taking a pre-survey so that we can do a pre-post assessment of how it's impacting learning this year. Over 20 students, I also had the opportunity to meet with over 20 students at Wallenberg High School who are in various leadership roles at that school. And I had the opportunity to meet with them, and they shared with me their summer internships. Amongst the many internships, students interned at Kaiser Permanente, where they described the various levels of responsibility that they had that day. They also had the opportunity to tell me about how the teachers at Wallenberg and their principal listened to their experiences and ideas and how they brought together their peers for fun-filled student-led events. All in all, it was a great day of learning on the very first day of school, and we look forward to 179 more days just like those.
172.
Right. So I also would like to make a few comments, and I know that Commissioner Wins adjourned our meeting, our last board meeting, but today we had the honor of honoring the memory of educator Ruth Aiko Asawa Lanier, who we mourned her passing on August 7th of this year. But today we had the opportunity to celebrate her life at the Bandshell in Golden Gate Park with a celebration of her life. It was a truly remarkable event. Students performed, students sang, a number of community members and family members spoke of Ruth Asawa's life. And the universal feeling at the end of the event was that we all walked away knowing her better than we had ever known her. For those of you who are not familiar with Ruth Asawa Lanier, she was one of California's top sculptors and the first Japanese-American female sculptor in the nation to achieve recognition in a very male-dominated discipline. We will remember her not only for being the namesake of the Ruth Asawa School of the Arts, a public high school here in San Francisco, but she'll also be remembered for her extraordinary wire sculptures and has several notable sculptures in the Bay Area, including the Japanese American Internment Memorial in San Jose and the Andrea Mermaid Fountain and Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco. Ruth Asawa was born in Los Angeles in 1926. She and her family were sent to an internment camp with other family members, and along with more than 110,000 other Japanese Americans during World War II. They lived there for 6 months at the Santa Anita racetrack before they were moved to a camp in Arkansas. She showed a talent for art even at an early age and continued to work on her drawing and learning from other intern professional artists. Never to be deterred, she fostered and developed and nurtured a love for art, but more importantly, a love for sharing art with the next generations. In 1982, Ruth Asawa focused energy on building the School of the Arts, which was renamed in her honor as the Ruth Asawa School of the Arts, a public school here in San Francisco. And from everyone's comments today, Ruth was not only an artist, she was not only a fine American in the greatest traditions of Americans, she was a wonderfully dedicated family woman, Her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren were there, her children, of course. And we learned that she made an absolutely wonderful salad and a vinaigrette that there was a recipe for. And we were regaled with just many tales of her in her personal life, which, again, we all walked away knowing more about the namesake of our Performing Arts High School. So I would like to thank everyone who participated today in honoring a truly great American and a truly great San Franciscan.